tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Lee Pelzer's Seven-Pointed Star. The album's called Beatin' the Odds. We'll check into the tune SKCC. Then Donny McCaslin's got a new single out called Kid. We'll check it out. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Troy Roberts, his latest release, New Jai Perspective. It's the convening of five soulful beings who take the listener on a creative journey through the architecture of Troy's original compositions.
And after that, we're going to check into Mel Breeze. From her album, Animazonia, we're going to listen to the track, The Island.
Thank you.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. A few times each year, the eastern paradise whydah puts on its party clothes. This small finch, found in East Africa, is just 5 inches long, with a black tail, brown back, and patterned face markings. But when it's time to mate, the male molts into breeding plumage. His head turns glossy black, his neck golden yellow, and breast a vivid orange. But the best part? He sprouts extravagant, long, black tail feathers 2 or 3 times the length of his body. The male paradise whydah's tail feathers are not just super long, but also broad, as if they belong to a much bigger bird. It almost looks like the bird is wearing a long black cape. That's how it got its nickname, the widow bird, because it looks like a widowed woman in black mourning clothes. It's a competitive scene during breeding season, with lots of long-tailed males chasing one another. The more a male gets chased, the more likely he is to grow a slightly shorter tail, which could make it harder for him to stand out for the ladies. So just remember, never underestimate the power of a good party outfit. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.